Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman. Forever young, I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever.
Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you. Little Alphaville to open up today's show. Get to a certain point in your life, and that song means maybe you look at it a little bit differently. I mean, that's what great music does for you. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. We got a game night, the Edmonton Oilers and the Montreal Canadiens, so it's got to be stated right here, right now, in today's show. It's going to be hard-pressed to match what we saw Saturday night involving Connor McDavid. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Complete recap of what turned out to be a special and spectacular night on Saturday night. The Oilers, Connor McDavid, 4 points to get to 153 games this season. Off the charts year, no question about it. And I'm going to ask you a tough question after we get out of the Oilers Now audio vault as well. John Shannon, our NHL insider, 1235. 105 today. A guy who played with two of the greatest players in the history of the game, Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr. Rob Brown from the Oilers Radio Network. And we'll get an update from the farm, Jay Woodcroft, at 135. Of course, you can reach us at any time in the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. When the province returns to action, the River Cree Resort and Casino is the place for action, excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Find everything you'll need for your next flooring project at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue or at ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan, at Brendan, with two E's, Escott with two T's. Brendan is a huge part of the show. Edmonton and Montreal tonight. We'll get to that storyline in a second. But first, into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Saturday night was all about number 97.
With second place in the North Division already having been secured earlier tonight, the Edmonton Oilers take the ice tonight on what could be milestone night at Rogers Place. Ethan Bear nudged ahead. McDavid wired one, scored! Connor McDavid, the quick release! And it's Edmonton with a goal in the first minute tonight. 47 seconds in. McDavid reaching against Quinn Hughes, brought it through him, and now it's a 3-on-1. McDavid dishes one-timer off the score! Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in. His 15th of the year extends the lead to 2-0 Edmonton, and Connor McDavid has 98 points. Up the gut, it's McDavid, brings it in on the ATCO power play, curls it to Neal, backdoor, one-timer score, Leon Draisaitl, and Edmonton regains the lead at 3-2, and that's not only Leon Draisaitl's 29th of the year, but that's his 500th National Hockey League point.
And Connor McDavid's going to pick up the secondary assist on that as well. For his third point of the night, he's up to 99.
McDavid tried to slip a pass through, was broken up out to Nurse. He'll trade places with McDavid, feed him again. Over to Draisaitl, one-timer scores! And there's Connor McDavid's 100th point! Draisaitl and Nurse come to him, wrap him up in an embrace. The Oilers have regained the lead at 4-3, and the century mark has been achieved in game 53 by the captain, Connor McDavid.
And you don't think they're not stoked for him?
This game is over. McDavid's got 100. Draisaitl's got 30 at 500. And Mike Smith, win number 20. The Oilers improved to 33-18-2. They defeat the Vancouver Canucks 4-3.
Connor McDavid with a goal and three assists, 31 points in his last 11 games. In this day and age in the NHL, 4 goals, 16 points in his last 5 games, 13 points in 4 games against the Canucks. Let's face it, it's been an incredible run for him, no question about it. Here's Dave Tippett, Oilers head coach, following Saturday night's game on the impact of McDavid's 100 points in 53 games.
Well, I think what it does, it solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game. And the level that he's played at this year and just what he's accomplished is it's one of those years that, you know, when you look at Wayne or you look at Mario and you know, it's one of those years where he's taken his talents to another level that is just elite for the league. We were just talking about it in there with the coaches, and we're talking about the last month he's had and how many points he's had. And then somebody said, you got to remember, this is the NHL. It's the best league in the world. And this is a player that gets checked harder than any other player in the league. I guarantee you, every team comes in here and talks about how they're going to check him and how they want to keep him off the board. And he still does what he does, which is, it's an amazing, amazing feat what he's doing.
Now, Leon Draisaitl won last year's Hart Trophy. You know the feeling and the respect that he has for McDavid. Well, before we hear from Connor, here's Leon Draisaitl on McDavid's 100 points.
Honestly, it's just impressive. I mean, I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now, but it's incredible. I mean, I don't know, we've played 50 some games, he's at 100 points. Like it's just very impressive and just, you know, fun to be a part of.
That's Leon Draisaitl, who, by the way, has a chance to do something that's only happened once in NHL history since the league started doing plus-minus in 1959-60, so that's 62 years. Right now, Leon Draisaitl leads the NHL in plus-minus at plus-30 and leads the NHL in power play goals with 14. Think about it. You know, if you're on the power play, that means you get a minus when you give one up shorthanded, so maybe it's not a surprise that it's only ever happened once before, and if you're in Edmonton, you saw it happen. Because it was Wayne Gretzky, Wayne, from the Edmonton operation, 83-84. But, so Draisaitl's having a pretty good year himself. But there's another guy, number 97, that's just off the charts. It's really the only other way to say it. Connor McDavid, following Saturday night's game, had this to say on achieving 100 points.
Like I said, I was trying not to think about it, just trying to get myself ready to go in the playoffs and keep my game where it needs to be. And obviously when you're sitting around, you know, 96, 97, 98 points, and you get to 99, it's obviously, in the back of your mind. And, you know, thankfully I didn't have to wait too long to get there. And like I said before, to see the reaction of Leo and Nursey and you know, the whole team is, I can't explain how much that means.
Defers all the time in terms of sharing the credit to others. I mean, what we're watching is spectacular. There's really no other way to say it. Connor McDavid was asked sort of a question in reference to the other great legends of the game, including, you know, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, because that is where McDavid is at in terms of what he's accomplished this season points-wise. And if you factored in error-adjusted scoring, those would be the only two players that would be in the mix in terms of what Connor's accomplished this year. Here's Connor's response.
It's special to be part of a group like that. Obviously, those are the game's best players of all time. So, you know, it's special to be, you know, mentioned in the same breath as those guys. As for my game, I've just been focusing on, you know, trying to be prepared each and every night. And, I think obviously team success comes first, and our team's been able to play some good hockey most of the season, with the exception of probably the first month there. So, when the team is playing well, that's when individuals are having success, and you're seeing lots of guys on our team have some really good seasons.
Kerry Jones, post.
All right. So after a 3-6 start that Connor referenced, the Edmonton Oilers since then have gone 30-12-2. Not bad. So now I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to ask you the question on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Is Connor McDavid the best player we've ever watched? Now, some of you will go, Bob, what about what Bobby Orr did on the back end for Boston? Maybe some of you might suggest Maurice Richard, if you can go that far back, how dominant he was. Though it didn't happen right out of the gate for the Rocket, who dealt with some injuries. We are in a city that had Wayne Gretzky. But when you think about the abilities of today's player, I don't know if we've ever seen a player this advanced before in terms of what he can do at the speed that he can do it. And you have video for opposition teams, and you have the opportunity to prep for them. Today's goaltenders are on average 6'2.5", 6'3". They're not 5'10". Defensemen today can turn both ways. There were actually defensemen that had challenges, even as late as the mid-1980s, in pivoting equally as well to the left as their right. Is Connor McDavid the best player we've ever watched? I mean, I know we opened up with Forever Young, but, I'm middle-aged now. It's pretty impressive. I mean, if you took Connor with the speed and what he could do today and threw that back into 1982, 83, 1983, 84, there'd be a lot of defensemen that have a hell of a time dealing with him. And his shot has improved tremendously over the last couple of years. There's no question about that. I'm just talking about the ability of the player. Obviously, the Oilers have yet to win yet. And so for many of you, that's the standard. And that's perhaps a fair assessment. But what he has accomplished this year, frankly, is stupid. So text us at 780-496-0063. There's no question we're watching a guy that's the best player of his generation. There's no question about that. He goes into tonight's game, McDavid, with a 33-point advantage on any player on any other team. Marchand and Marner are tied with 67 points. Each got two games left. McDavid's got three. Mitch Marner is a terrific player. He's playing in the same division as Connor. And Brad Marchand, he got to play in a division with Buffalo, Philadelphia, and New Jersey, three of the worst defensive teams in the National Hockey League this year. And Boston's got a real good team. Connor's up 21 points on teammate Leon Draisaitl, who probably won't get votes for the Selke and probably will be overlooked for the Hart. Last year's Hart Trophy winner. It's been a spectacular year, to say the least. I'm going to throw it total curveball at Brendan Escott right here, right now. What do you think? Are we watching the best player that's ever played?
Well, yeah, I don't know how you say otherwise when you factor in the components of how the game has advanced. The progression is something that we talk about in extreme sports like snowboarding and that sort of stuff. But what he's done is progress the game of hockey, a team sport, in front of our very eyes. I think the league is trying to keep up with the pace that Connor has set over the last couple of years. And the amazing thing is he just continues to elevate that bar year after year after year. It's unbelievable to think that he's entering his prime.
A lot of people say can't compare. This comes to us from Carson. Says you can't compare different eras, training, etc., equipment too different. Give Connor Maurice Richard's stick and he wouldn't shoot it as well. He'd probably use the backhand more. This texter comes in. Absolutely. The defender skating ability today is double what it used to be. The goaltender's equipment, humongous. It's not really, it's not real what he's doing. How lucky can the Oilers fans be? First Wayne Gretzky and Messier, and now we got to watch McDavid and Draisaitl. It comes to us from Brian S. A fair assessment. I think that's a fair assessment. The only thing that was unlucky for Oilers fans is you weren't in the building on Saturday night. That's the only part that was the downer for me in terms of Saturday. This text comes in saying, best I've ever seen, that's for sure, but there are some I missed. I'm only 75 years of age, says a texter. Another texter says, yes, I believe he is the best player that's ever played. The speed and the skill, the willingness. He's a bigger, faster version of Gretzky. And he might even think the play ahead of him. Well, Wayne was, the thing about Wayne is he wouldn't even say he'd be the first to tell you, McDavid's it's funny. You watch the first 5 years of Wayne Gretzky's NHL career. He never got caught. He had unbelievable quickness, but he didn't have a separation burst. McDavid is like, it's like he shot off shot out of a cannon. It's unbelievable. I didn't see prime Gretzky, but I saw late Lemieux and all of Crosby. McDavid is the best player I've ever seen. That text comes to us again. You can text us at any time. Westside Shane says, Connor McDavid is the most skilled player to ever play in the NHL. His mind, hands, and skating are out of this world. Once he gets it done in the playoffs, he'll be known as the best ever. No disrespect to Gretzky. McDavid is so advanced. It's insane. That one comes to us from Shane. And that's the word, advanced. He has advanced skills that, frankly, are... I mean, Mario Lemieux, we're going to talk about this with Rob Brown coming up. Mario Lemieux, he was pretty darn good, to say the least. It was. I'll try to get through as many of these texts as we can over the next hour or so. So, that's the question. Is Connor McDavid the best player we've ever seen? Certainly the most advanced. To today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling, Edmonton and Montreal. And Dave Tippett, as we re-engage in the Oilers now, Audio Vault had these comments on what these wins against Montreal theoretically could mean.
Well, they mean something to our team and how we play. Like, we understand we're playing Montreal, but we're more focused on what we have to do to make our game successful. So you recognize your opponent and how they're going to play, and but we got to concentrate on what we got to do to win. And that's what we've done all year. We're not going to change that for the last three games of the year.
And Tyson Barrie, meanwhile, signed with Edmonton, 1 year deal, $3.75 million. He's second in NHL defense scoring. He's 1 point behind Adam Fox of the New York Rangers, who will not play any more games this year. Rangers are done. Barrie's got 3 games left. Barrie had this to say on how the season in Edmonton has gone relative to his expectations.
I mean, that was kind of the thought process, and the goal was to be able to come to a team that was, you know, obviously looking to break out and try to win. And, you know, with the world-class talent on this team, it was, you know, that was kind of the thought process on why I wanted to end up here. And I'm grateful that I was able to get the opportunity to come and get the opportunity to play and play some important minutes.
All right, so that's a couple more clips for tonight's game, Edmonton against Montreal. I'll get to the lineup report in a second. Mitch out of Westlock says, yes, Connor McDavid is the best player I've ever seen. I'm in my late 40s. We are truly blessed in Edmonton. Well, the Oilers got a little bit lucky. Let's get to our lineup report. It is brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. On Saturday night, Edmonton ran with McDavid, with Cahoon and Puljujarvi. Connor McDavid's got 8 points in 7 games a season against Montreal. I mentioned 4 goals, 16 points in his last 5 games. Leon Draisaitl's got 6 goals, 12 points in his last 5 games. He played on Saturday with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Kotter Yamamoto. Nuge with just 5 goals in his last 29 games. Yamamoto, 3 goals in his last 34. The Oilers are going to need some production from those guys come playoff time. Should mention, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins' shooting percentage this year is around 7% at even strength this season. That's part of the reason why he's a career 11% shooter, but that's been part of the issue. The Oilers ran with Ryan McLeod, with James Neal and Alex Chiasson on Saturday, Jujhar Khaira with Devin Shore and Josh Archibald. On defense, they had Nurse with Barrie, Lagesson with Larson. There was a chance Kulikov comes back in and is paired with Adam Larson. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers saying that the Oilers and Larson are closing in on a potential extension. Caleb Jones was with Ethan Bear. Mike Smith, who was nominated for the by the Professional Hockey Writers Association out of Edmonton for the Masterton Award, started on Saturday, had to come in Thursday. Has been made official on Koskinen. I would assume that Koskinen starts. He's 0-3, a 4.04 goals against average, .882 save percentage this year. He's looking to bounce back against the Montreal Canadiens. I'm not going to get to the specifics other than to tell you Jake Allen starts for the Habs. They will have $30.5 million out of the lineup. Carey Price out with a concussion. Shea Weber out with an upper body issue. Thumb surgery for Edmonton-born Brendan Gallagher. Jonathan Drouin is on a personal leave. And Philip Deneau, he's been good against the Oilers. He's out with a concussion right now. So a bit of a loss there. $30.5 million. And here's the stat du jour. The Canadiens without Brendan Gallagher in their lineup when he's been out over the last, he's had multiple hand issues over the last 3 or 4 years. He's got a plate in his hand, actually. 32-46-5. That's a 4.15 winning percentage without Gallagher in the lineup. Again, they've got $30.5 million out. And their top two lines are Suzuki with Toffoli. He's got 28 goals in Armia, as well as Kotkaniemi, who's having a tough go right now with Tatar, who's an unrestricted free agent, and Josh Anderson. There you have it. That's a look at our lineup report. It is brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Is Connor McDavid the best player you've ever seen? We'll continue down that path with John Shannon after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.